Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 11 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just the two of us, just you and me, and I want to, you know, you probably know that that in response to the coronavirus pandemic over the last few years, I've talked about and written about black swans and maintaining perspective and anticipating government assistance and all that stuff, right? Well, today I want to talk about attitude. Not since the convergence of two deadly cataclysmic events over a century ago when a world war teamed up with a Spanish influenza pandemic to take wreak havoc on us, has there been a comparable time of pain, fear, and uncertainty as we have today. We've watched the novel coronavirus expand from a regional outbreak in China to a textbook global pandemic on its way to causing a global economic crisis. When the enter key was pushed on my perspective writing that I gave you, and when I talked about it before on the show, exactly 3 weeks ago this happened, less than 200 Americans had died from COVID-19. Think about that. Less than a month ago, less than 200 Americans had died from COVID-19. And in the blink of less than a month, that number is over 20,000. No one was prepared for the sheer velocity of the human and financial toll as, incredibly, the coronavirus infected the planet. It's now abundantly clear that this is one mean organism, tough and angry. Well, out here on Main Street, the pandemic economic reality is landing different on each small business. In our recent mid-pandemic polling, which we did not too long ago, Over half of small businesses reported that they can last a few weeks to a few months, that's actually an encouraging response, right? But simultaneously, the other half of the sector who can't last that long, which includes all the contractors, the 1099ers and the gig economy people, that represents millions of small firms and families. Families are in jeopardy. A financial collapse this week, if not today. The financial toll is no small thing to someone who's invested years of toil and treasure in an enterprise now in jeopardy of failure through no fault of their own. But business worries, as you know, dissolve into irrelevance when someone's loved one is susceptible to COVID-19, they're already infected, or they're diagnosed and they're fighting for their lives. Still, the anxiety every small business owner is justified in having, whether for tomorrow or 6 months from now, betrays an entrepreneurial instinct, a trait that we have, pathological optimism. Think of Pollyanna playing the glad game or the handy glass half full attitude. It's in our entrepreneurial DNA to claim Admiral Farragut's cry, "Damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead." And we get frustrated when a pandemic rudely interrupts and threatens our plans, or when a governor presumes the authority to order us to close our businesses and our customers to stay away. Talk about mixed emotions, right? As we sound the troubled economic waters in front of us, a strong will and long game perspective are most critical to surviving this year, more than any other year since 2008 and 2009. And just as I encourage you during that aftermath, the financial crisis, let's assume a survival attitude we can default to, especially during the most difficult hours. I use the unit of hours intentionally because while large business CEOs may wonder if they can survive the rest of the year, too many Main Street CEOs are now wondering if they'll survive to the next hour. And as you know, these dark moments, as I've said before, a time that this small business owner has known too well. During these dark moments, I want you to consider what I call the 2020 small business survival attitude. And here it is. Write this down, my friends. This is going to be on the test. This year, I'm going to survive. I'm going to win by surviving. This year, I'm going to win by surviving. That's your new attitude. But lest you think I've spun up some cotton candy here, on, here are four pandemic survival building blocks to get you started as you lay the foundation for whatever is next ahead of us. First one is inventory organic resources. Inventory your organic resources. These include leveraging pre-pandemic credit options, staying close to customers, communicating with vendors, being creative about converting inventory into cash, negotiating rent adjustments with the landlord, things like that. These are organic resources you have. Remember, surviving isn't elegant or pretty, and it's only noble if you live to fight another day. So as you lay this survival block, this one, memorize these two passages. One's from the book of Proverbs. Pride goeth before a fall. If you're feeling a little proud, too proud, remember that. Pride goeth before a fall. And this one's from Blasingame's book of Proverbs. There is no shame in surviving. The next step, blend resources. The pandemic oppression will be over sooner than later. In the meantime, blend your own financial resources with the assistance offered by the government and accept the help from the government. Let it keep you in business, keep you connected to your employees and your customers. I want you to consider your business as part of the National Strategic Reserve because it is. You're part of the National Strategic Reserve. I want you to believe that. I want you to claim it. Now I want you to believe in yourself. No entrepreneur arrives at any level of success without surviving the marketplace trial by fire, during which engaging intact on the other side can sometimes seem impossible. When options are diminished, and when that happens, it makes you think, who can survive this? At that moment, there's only one force that will deliver you to fight another day. Believe in yourself. Surely, believe in yourself is the nucleus of entrepreneurial sustainability. It runs deep. It runs quiet. But you have it in you. Now I want you to believe in others. When the turtle was asked how he got situated on top of a fence post, he answered, obviously not by myself. The marketplace is an awesome dynamo powered by the intentions of humans, you and me. But just now, the good intentions of all of us believing in each other will restart this awesome machine sooner than later. And that's not playing the glad game, my friends. Surviving is winning, is not emotional. In 2020, surviving is winning is fundamental. There is no shame for small business owners to consider 2020 a success if they can operate on January 1st, 2021. And don't be surprised, my friends, if we lay these blocks well enough, these four blocks and others that you have, if we lay them well enough, don't be surprised if we move that goalpost, January 1st goalpost, over to October 2020. We could do it, my friends, as long as we believe in ourselves as we believe in each other, as we assume the attitude of surviving is winning. And as you know, we've been through this before. This too will pass. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.